Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Despite a traumatic childhood,
Swartzen remained hopeful as he developed a resilient spirit. Through the game of basketball, he enhanced his leadership skills, which earned him a college scholarship. After graduation, he went on to empower and inspire youth and young professionals with his story as he searched for his long-lost family. Now, in his words, he says, many people struggle with acceptance, identity, and emotional instability their entire lives. I decided to stop blaming others and take full responsibility. I became my own hero. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel, Mr. Swartzen. Pre-sale, happy book drop party, Sunday, January 9th, 2022, live on Tribe Family Channel. What's happening, my brother? How are you?
Hey, sister. Thank you. Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you for having me. I'm humbled.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. You know what? It's a real live party, and we give God the glory. And I'm just so thankful because, you know, you really live up to that intro song, Hold On to Your Dreams. Anytime you talk about becoming your own hero and coming through what you've come through, leading to scholarships and books and leadership, hero leadership group training, a foundation in which you have founded and lend your services. It's just amazing. It's amazing. So we've got to hear about your journey, your life journey. I know there's some other shows that you will be on Tribe Family Channel, Voices of Wisdom, and I promise you that there will be a plethora of angles and subjects in which we will explore. But for this evening and for your book drop party, tell us, first of all, where does Swartzen Pre-Sale hail from? Represent.
Yeah. I'm calling in from New York City, particularly Staten Island. I'm a kid from Brooklyn / the Bronx. Spent a few years. You know, I'm just a homegrown New Yorker. Thanks to God be the glory. My mama brought me here at the age of 1 year old when I was birthed from her family line, from my mom and my dad's line, from Haiti. So even though I'm a Haitian American, of course, you know, I always say I'm a citizen of heaven first, and I'm here on a mission to do God's will throughout this process. So I'm thankful to be able to share my story. I think my story resonates with so many people, which is why God did the things that he did with it and how I can glorify him through the pain, through the process, all to leading to one great purpose, which is to glorify his holy name.
Wow. You are truly a reflection of God, and you are a reflection of Haiti. You are a reflection of being able to make it, a rose growing through the concrete, overcoming obstacles, not caring about, you know, the wind at your back, but just going strong and forging forward. And that's what I love about my people and our Haitian people particularly. You know, when you think about as much as Haiti has gone through and the island and everything, you know, and just tragedy after tragedy. But out of all of the, you know, tragedies that we can think of that our own lives encompass, because Lord knows that he shines through the worst of our storms. And so we can definitely give him praise this Sunday and say that everything that we have gone through in our lives is reflection. The depth of where we have been is a reflection of the height in which God has taken us. So when I hear stories such as yourself, where from the age of one, you know, you know, being given up. It is a trajectory that is life-changing when you know, as a baby, you have no say-so in the decisions that are being made. And it's so hard to even try to think about what parents were faced with when they come to certain decisions. So we don't judge anyone. What we do is we become our own heroes. Now, you've got to tell me what led you to the premise. Just how did you even come to the premise of saving yourself? What were you going through when you conceived this book on Hero? And you not only wrote the book, but you became a bestseller and a contest finalist, to where it just changed your life. So tell us about Be Your Own Hero. How did that come about?
Yeah, I believe it's a story that many of us share. You know, my story is not too far off, even though my circumstances might be a little different. Our stories are, you know, we all go through this pain, right, this trauma. My trauma might look a little different. Mine was, you know, not growing up with parents, but people who have parents still go up with trauma. And really it's what sin has caused, right? It's the origin of you know, evil. It's the origin of us kind of being in discord with one another as a family, as a body, as brothers and sisters of the world, you know, brothers and sisters and really citizens of heaven. When it comes down to, you know, recognizing that God hasn't left us, His sovereignty is good. You know, I would say during that book writing process, it was His letters to the long lost family that I had never met. It was letters that I was unable to tell them physically about what my life was about. I had done a lot of successful stuff, and the importance of telling someone your story was what birthed this idea, what God gave me to tell them, hey, this is what you guys missing. And I was a kid, and I didn't have any control, like you said. And well, all of us were at one point children. And really, we can only remain children as we remain in the Lord, because, again, we're all faced with responsibilities. We're adults. You know, we got to go through adulting. We got to go through – it's no excuses to why you're still kind of dealing with your trauma in the way that you're dealing, at least for me. I couldn't allow myself to just die knowing that I never met my mom, die knowing the fact that I don't know the truth behind the story. And during this book writing process, the healing came. God met me in mighty ways. He sent family members, like brothers and sisters in the Lord, kingdom men who were able to pray for me, kingdom women who were able to guide me, a writer. As I'm looking, I went to school for business, not writing. So to write a book on a story that was worth telling, I wanted to tell them the story, the truth, put all the truth in the story. And it was a heart-wrenching thing to let them know that this is what you missed, but in the end, I held on to hope. And this is what God is about, holding on to hope, right? Haiti held on to hope. As people of color, we hold on to hope. As African American, as people who are oppressed all over the world, we just hold on to hope is where we have to draw our bottom line. And I found them on April, my mom, first. I was just looking for my mom. I had a big family. I have a big family. I was looking for my mom, found her on April 30th, 2019. The day is when that same anniversary is when I graduated college 2 years prior. And that's when I realized, okay, this story is much bigger than mine. I got to tell the God-given story that He told me to tell.
Wow. So you find your mom 2 years to the date of your college graduation.
Graduating from college, again, everyone wants to go, you know, coming out to struggle, you know, people who are come from low economic background, you know, from poverty, we just want to get out. Everyone's hope is to just get out. Like, we want to go to a better place. We want to go to the promised land, right? There's something called the promised land, and we all want to get to this better place. And sometimes it's not a physical place. It's a mental place. And mentally, I had never gotten to that promised land. It was impossible without God, without, again, the support community, without, and I had to let this bloodline love that even though I wasn't loved by you guys, I was loved by a God who sent other family members, other individuals. Foster care was my home. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to even to go through that process to know that even though I made it out, okay, so that's what I'm doing. Guess what? Hero Leadership Group, we're coming for the other kids because that's what the mission is about. We're coming for those who may not understand that foster care can be a home, a good home too, a great home. I'm going through different foster care homes. There were some good, some bad, yeah, but ultimately it made me who I was, and God had to show me through those reveal, through those processes that, hey, there is a purpose. Hold on to hope. Don't give up hope. Never lose faith in him and know that trusting him during it all is what I held on to. And to say, hey, I accomplished college. Cool. That was good. I mean, I had a lot of accolades. That's trophies. I mean, I played professional basketball, traveled to 13 countries, wrote several books, went on. That's all cool. That's glitz and glamour. But ain't nothing like family. Come on now. Like, this is Tribe Family Radio Station right here. This is what family is. This is what family is.
Tribe Family Channel,
those,
yeah.
Amen. So it's
yeah, extended
those, family those
is,
family.
Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate your testimony, whether it's by relation or association, extended family, or biological family. It's really about the relationships that we build along the way with the people that God puts in our lives. And it's really, I really appreciate that you validate yourself, you embrace yourself, because when you said, look at what you missed, you're writing from a perspective that, hey, my life, I validate my life. My life is important, and you missed this, but this is not to begrudge that, but this is my story. I have to tell my truth, and you stand and walk on that truth, and I appreciate that. I want to call your attention to the fact that my second book is based on the adoption system in America and foster care. And I am going to play something that references that book. And then we will return to hear more of your story right after this.
Here's our child. Where's the village? The village is the mother who God chose through which to birth to me. The village is the father that planted the seed. The village is you. The village is me. The village is the extended family. Through times when I was too weak to go on, the village was the ones that kept me strong. My mama that fought to keep my kids from being adopted. When she asked friends and family to keep them and they opted. Going to court on their behalf when I couldn't appear. Being there for birthdays and calming their fears. My mama was the village when I was sick and in my disease. When God delivered me, she helped provide for my needs. The village was the man who cared enough to help me. When I got my kids back and tried to be a family. The village is the people who became a part of their lives. They too loved and cared for them and won't be denied. The village is the play cousins, play aunties and friends. The ones no matter what were there to no end. The village holds the key to the whole family. Mentoring, providing after school care, and being a second family. The question is not, here's our child, where's the village? The question is, whose village will you be?
Whose village will you
B. Welcome back live on Tribe Family Channel, Source and Pre-Sales Book Drop Party, you all. He is definitely a village in the making. This brother has found his way, found his voice, came through foster care, came through trials, tribulations, wrote a book, raised a foundation, and now he is mentoring others, and he is being a village. Now, Swarton, my goodness, when I look at your foundation, Hero Leadership Group Training gives services in the areas of student leadership, college readiness, character coaching, success principles, mental wellness training. Now, you've got to dig inside of Be Your Own Hero and tell us a little bit about what we will find that got you prepared for doing the work that you're doing with your Heartbeat of Heroes, or Hero Leadership Group. I'm sorry, Hero Leadership Group.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, it starts, I think every good idea starts with a question. It starts with a question like, who am I? You know, what's my purpose? And going from there, and what am I supposed to be doing in life? We're all given talents and ability to succeed. Sometimes it's not what it is that we're doing or called to do, but where we do it at, right? It's important to keep things into perspective and context. So Hero Leadership Group, it's a way to allowing kids, both youth, teens, and college students, to give them principles to succeed. So all I do is help them draw out. So the best form of education is to draw out what's best, to draw out what's already on the inside. To educate, the root word for educate is to educare, educure. It's a curing process to learn out who you are. It's a fun process, too. For me, it was the dance of basketball. I was good at basketball. So for other kids to express themselves in a healthy way. See, before we're able to have physical speaking language, voice, we're doing things in our mom's womb. We're doing things when we come to the earth. We're doing things that already show God is already with us, and he speaks to us through those talents and abilities. So what I do, I just help empower trainers. I help empower young men, young ladies, help empower them so that they can also give back to their communities that help raise them, so that they can give back. And not in an ego, narcissistic, you know, way that, okay, I want something. No, give back because it's the right thing. Like, let's go back to the core. Let's go back to the, just do the right thing. That was, you know, shout out to Spike Lee for that. Dude, he came out with a film called, do the right thing. This is my response to God. How do I do the right thing? And he showed me this through Hero Leadership Group, through this process of educating, of mentoring, of training, of allowing kids to have an opportunity to voice themselves, to express themselves in a positive way. Ultimately, I've worked with charter schools all across the country. I'm hoping to, you know, start my own charter school when it comes to brothers and sisters together. When it comes to us as, you know, it's called the Forgotten Brothers and Sisters School for the Marginalized. I'm hoping to bring that idea that, again, I've had, you know, many discussions with my brothers in the Lord. And, you know, shouting them out, Jason and Anthony Fakoya, allowing them to come together, for us to come together, say, hey, have maybe a music school of greatness, because we see that with college, right? We don't always see that for those who are marginalized, for people of color, for people who go their entire lives, not being able to express themselves in a healthy way. All we see is sometimes tragedy, trauma, stuff that the media paints. Again, we can do this on our own, but do it in a way that glorifies God. Because, again, we have HBCUs, we have great infrastructure, we do things that are amazing and incredible, but I think we lose the essence of putting God back at the center so that we don't perpetuate the trauma that was passed down to us.
Phenomenal. And, excuse me, for our listeners, Hero Leadership Group Training provides leadership development that inspires innovative solutions for emerging leaders. Principles from research-based curriculums enable character growth for those who face adversity and need encouragement. This leadership training enables participants to reflect on their personal journey that involves moments of pain turned into purpose. In order to transform pain into purpose, there must be a process. Our goal is to enable growth for today's students to become tomorrow's leaders for future success. This is phenomenal, and I would like to know, what was your transformation process of going from pain to purpose?
My transformation process.
Oh, okay. Let me just say something about that. See, what that was right there is that was one of those aha moments where God did that. See, that's when you say, "Wow, God, you brought that through me, God." You know, so yeah, praise be to God. You know, He caught you. You got caught up. I'm like, "Hello,
did the call drop?" Holistically, the way I was transformed again, God, you know, I look at three for mind, body, soul, like physically, spiritually, mentally. I'm still going through it. Let me not ever discredit the fact that we as human beings will always continue to grow and transform. So it's not like I'm not going to stand and pretend like I got the solution to end cancer. No, I go to God for what it is that He's allowed me to do.
Come on.
At the time, I was, you know, 20, 25, and I just wanted to heal. It started with wanting the desire to heal and be a whole person. So it starts with the character. I can't help anybody if I cannot help myself. It's not possible. I will only bleed on those who didn't hurt me. You know, the saying goes, hurt people, but there's also another saying, healed people heal other people. And Christ healed me through the process of just journeying, the actual process is through that hope of goal setting. I had to set goals. What practical step? Listen, I'm going to get a little practical where I turn these obstacles into opportunity. I looked at it as my saving grace, but God just wanted to use that to teach me the game because, again, I didn't have a father, and I needed some kind of mentorship. I had good coaches. I did have good leaders. But the game showed me don't cheat the process. Every kid from New York City want to be a hooper. Every kid from New York City want to be a hip-hop artist. I've done both. I've been viral on both. And so there's an element of, like, you got to teach other people this. And how did you do it? And I had to ask God, how did I do it? Because I know you, again, support community. But I also, if I'm going to get real practice, I touched every line in practice. I knew I wasn't the best. I'm only 5'11". It's not like, you know, I didn't play in the NBA yet. You know, I still might, you know, God might have something. I don't want to limit him. But I did the small things. It's the small details in life that add up. And that's why as a man right now, as a 27-year-old man, I get to stand on integrity. Integrity is just a foundation. See, Christ is the foundation. He laid the foundation. And to know that every time I fall, I'm going to get back up because Christ is already risen. He's already done. The good news is already done. And the good news is still good. And it's still good enough to get me through those processes. Again, healing. I'm still going through my therapy, still writing other books. I'm still, you know, learning how to grow as Christ is my hero, as I became my own, but also giving him the glory. I just don't want to miss that key element when it comes to everyone has their process. For me, it's goal setting. I help others set their goals. The majority of people, 99% research shows, this is where I get all nerdy, 99% of people don't really know what they want in life. And how much? And that's only for those who are the majority. They don't really do statistics. See, I did minority population. When I did the statistics, almost 100%. It was almost to the T that no one really knew what they want. Well, how could they know what they want if they don't know where they've been? That was me. How could I know what I really want if I don't know where I've really been? I don't know my history. Get to learn your history, brothers and sisters. It is a key element to know where you're going. They say those who are bound to forget their history are bound to repeat it. And we see that over and over and over. There shouldn't be any more division. Christ already healed us. Why is there division? Who's controlling these narratives? This is where I'm at now, where who's controlling these now? Who's the one that's kind of like, you know, giving us this false hope? No. If you got a dream, it's real. That's from God. Don't downplay that dream.
other naysayers and all of that, this is where I get motivational and empowerment. Say that dream, I held on to that dream. I'm a kid from the inner city who made it out of something out of nothing, where I turned pain into purpose. Through God showing me the part where I turned negative energy into positive energy. And I can only glorify the Lord when it comes to that. There's a kid, there's millions of kids throughout New York City. It's the mecca of basketball. It's the mecca of hip-hop. Hip-hop was birthed in this very city as a means to be creative. We are creative. We are called to create. We are called to carry out those God-given visions to do his will and his work. I don't want to get into too much detail, but the next book, I'll give a little promo when it comes to the next book. It's called Called from the Rim. You know, I was called from out of Turkey and called, you know, and it's double entendre, but how the American dream became the African-American nightmare. It's going to be the one. I think that's the one. I want to tell our story, brothers and sisters. I never speak on behalf of just Schwartz. My story is our story. We all felt abandoned at one point. We all felt neglected, pain, shame, guilt, frustration. We all felt like we were abandoned at one point. It doesn't end there. It doesn't. When the Garden of Gethsemane and his disciples left him, he still prayed for our behalf, but he said, nevertheless, when he's in answer, I wish I had a different route. Sister, I tried to run from this for so long. But not my will, thy will. And he showed the example. And that's why I don't like whitewash Christianity. I don't let any universalism, I don't let any doctrine try to sway away from the truth. And I want to tell the truth. Yeah, I was able to tell my story, the truth, about how I was abused, neglected, abused, sexually assaulted. Yeah, that's my truth, but not everyone goes through that. But there is a universal truth when it comes to, we all have emotions. We all want to feel free. We all want freedom. At the end of the day, we want to be free. And there's a cry in the land that is crying out for freedom and, of course, justice and equality. It doesn't just limit it to the people of color. It expands all across the world. This is the good news of the gospel. The God, they can use it to manipulate all they want, but it doesn't go tainted. It doesn't go unheard. God has heard our prayers. He has heard the fact that some, you know, guy named Christopher Columbus did come in 1492 and slaughtered millions of people, millions of indigenous people. See, this is before it repeats itself. Now they call it Indigenous Peoples Day. If they did that, I'm sorry, I don't mean to. If they changed the name from Christopher Columbus to Indigenous Peoples Day, shouldn't we change the entire system itself on capitalism? Isn't that how it works? If we change the name, God is intentional when it came to name. My name was Lamont Jamon growing up. When I birthed, mom told me my name is Schwarzenegger Priscilla because she named me after the. I realized names are important. They are. So if we're going to change the name for Christmas Columbus Day to Indigenous Day, change the entire system. Because now we're saying we're still repeating the false narrative that was put on us because a man did slaughter people and did it in the name of his own people. And now God is saying, hey, the good news has not been tainted. I'm here to do everything. Reverse the curse is what I – reverse the curse. You can find that at curedbyhim.com. That's the book is called Cursed by Sin, Cured by Him. God reversed the curse. And I'm just one of those vessels that, again, there's many vessels out there, one of those vessels that's out there just trying to do the will of my Father.
All right now. Well, we're all pumped up just like you. This is Charles Family Channel. That is Swartzen Priestel. And he's laying it down, y'all, because he's speaking his truth. We're talking about his books, and we're talking about the trajectory of life. Changing foundations that he is at the helm of, and he speaks well, and you can see why you should have him at your next event, at your boys or girls group events, because this young man is telling it like a T.I. is. So we'll be right back after another word from another bird.
See, God's love is more than just a phase. From the culture to the kingdom, we honor God with praise. No longer subjected to man's wicked ways, could we change the narrative of the cradle to the grave? For both sway and one love, we both conquered fear. Through the lens of Christ, the path became clear. With him, through him, we all have unity. For God is the hero that brings love to the community. What's going on, brothers and sisters? That's one of my featured songs called Unity. I'm one of two spoken word artists and hip-hop artists here in New York. I'm from the Bronx right here, born and raised in the Boogie Down. You can follow me at my website at Hero Leadership Group. You can follow me on my Instagram at schwarton.priscil. I do a whole lot. I'm an award-winning author. I'm a national speaker. I'm a youth empowerment coach. And I'm just really here to spread God's love in as many ways as possible. I'm a former professional athlete, and I love to speak. Again, I would love to connect with you guys. You guys can check out my newest book called Cursed by Sin, Cured by Him, The Exposure of a Prodigal's Heart. That can be checked out at curedbyhim.com. Please, all proceeds go to support to foster youth right now. I was a former foster child. Me and my brother were abandoned at a young age, but eventually the story doesn't end there. It continues because we eventually find our long-lost mother, our long-lost family, and we know that it was only through God's grace while we're able to do and be who we're called to be. Again, you guys can check me out on my YouTube as well, Schwartz and Priscil, and bring me in to come speak. I love hip-hop. I love spoken word and would love to share the good news of Jesus Christ through the best message I possibly can, through hip-hop, through spoken word, and through storytelling. May you, God bless you.
Is the young black boy's story just about hurt, struggle, and pain? No. You're built to never give up. Don't allow the narrative to go in vain. Seems like there's only one thing that keeps the young boy from seeing himself as king. I'm not talking about images or monsters. I'm talking about the wounds that keep the boy from seeing his future. Giving no guidance, no help, nowhere of freedom. He prayed to God, hoping one day to find a needle. One prayer caused the young boy to look above.
Yeah.
one love sway and unity, y'all. I hope you hear that because, you know, our guy Sway is right here today for his book drop. And he got flows, as y'all can see. He'll be back here not only at the end of this month on Voices of Wisdom, but he'll be holding it down with me here April 1st on Spoken Poets Intellectualized In. And I cannot wait. Now, Swartzen, I love the way you hold down your truth. You know, I really appreciate fact that you raise the voice of our indigenous brothers and sisters, and you keep speaking the righteous truth of God as you know it. Now, even though there's many different religions, there's one God, and as a family, as a spiritual as spirits having a human experience, we are all family all around this world, and I can appreciate the vibe that we just heard, unity, one love, Sway, and look. So tell us about Sway. Party this way.
Hey. Yeah, I appreciate it. The God of the glory, yeah. I shortened it, like, really with Sway Z. Grew up as Sway Z as a dancer, again, a hip-hop artist, someone who just enjoyed dancing. And I had a crew back in the day at between the ages of 14 and 16 where I just danced all over across the city. And I had my old dance crew, was four of us, and we went viral. When YouTube first came out, we had 50,000 views. We was on magazines. Yeah, we danced at 106 in Park. We danced, you know, we met the guys at the time was Legacy, the originators of the dance called The Jerks. And, you know, being from New York, we have this thing, we have our own culture, right? We have our own thing called, like, getting light. And so I used to get light as a dancer. And then Flowetry, I would call it, poetry, spoken word, kind of came from those who were before it, like Nas. I love the originators of hip-hop, like, you know, Grandmaster Flex. Like, it was a culture that, again, you can't get around. If you're from New York, it runs in your blood. You couldn't escape it if you wanted to. You were like, how I put it, like, as a Bronx, like, I'm from the city that never sleeps. Those who choose to sleep don't eat. It's a jungle where the trees are made for concrete. Either everyone is an animal. You're either a lion or you're a sheep. You know, the city is full of rats, but really we call them snitches. Had to be wise with your words. Some end up with stitches. It was rooted in the way I thought. Now I'm positioned to question everything I was taught. And things like as I transition, I experience opposition. I pray that God's plan comes to fruition. Sometimes I end up stuck. Like my man DMX said, if you're slipping, you're falling, you got to get up. Where I'm from, if someone caught you slipping, it was on sight. You see, I was raised as a Bronxite. This is the slang we use when we had to fight. When you grow up on the block and you ain't want to be another sheep in the flock, you was either sweet with the mic or you handled the rock. I couldn't let the victim mentality keep me trapped. So I asked God the questions. How do I spread the gospel of grace in a place where brothers got stitches in their face? How do I spread the agape love where brothers are too afraid to hug? How do I spread the good news of Jesus Christ in the same place I learned to fight? Seeing God chuckle. He said, where do I go when all I really know are the secrets of the flow of those who came before me? Never was a victim, never felt like one. In God we trust. So we can't lose, and we get to choose since we feel free. Oh, man, it's a, you know what I'm saying? It's a, let me slow. Hold on.
Yeah,
let me slow. Yeah. Since we're free to speak, yeah, they call me Sway Z on the beat. You see, the way we use our words is the way we hear the birds. It's the voice of God. When we choose to pray, what we choose to say, God's response, everything's going to be okay. See, I was a Haitian American raised as a Bronxite, a place where you learn to walk. Before you learn to walk, you learn to fight. Since you never know which fight is a fight for your life. See, instead of now, as a Bronxite, instead of praying on people, I'm praying at home for people. I'm still learning how not to fight. See, I was a hard-headed kid who never seemed to get it right. I tried to change myself through the power of my own will. I was stuck in rains of waters, and God heard the voice, be still. And now I'm still, because I remember feeling trapped during moments where all I felt was anger,
triggered at every sense of danger. I surrendered it to Christ. He took it all away. Still, I hear God's voice saying, everything's going to be okay. See, his word, brothers and sisters, his word uprooted the victim mentality. His word set me free. Now I get to choose who I want to be. I get to be a Bronxite, a New Yorker, a fellow brother, a sister, a child of God. I get to be a future father. I get to be a future husband. Where I was raised, you learn, before you learn to walk, you learn to fight. This is the good news, because Christ won the fight for my life.
Woo! We are live on Tribe Family Channel. Swartz and Prince Hill, y'all. It's his book drop party. And you can see it's live. It's all the way. Hey, I am having a ball. And this is amazing because, you know, your story just continues to evolve. And like you were saying previously, we're still growing. We're still learning. And just, you know, if we focus on ourselves, there's a world of discovery. You know, my thing is there was a point in which I awakened. There's a point in my journey when I've had several awakenings, and these caused paradigm shifts in my life. So where is that paradigm shift? Where in your life is that paradigm shift that brings you to the man that you are today from that one-year-old that you were 27 years ago, 26 years ago?
Mm-hmm. No, you got it right. You have 27. Yeah.
Well, if you were one, then it was 26 years ago.
No, yeah.
If I say 27, I'm taking you back to zero.
Okay, you're right, sister. See, that's why we hold each other accountable. God be the glory. It was
hallelujah.
Like I said, I tried to run from it. It's like when you hear God's voice and you're not too familiar. Again, sometimes with church hurt, right? No one wants to go to church. There ain't no brothers and sisters. The most segregated time in America is between the hours of 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
On Sunday, all over the world.
On a Sunday, right? All across the globe, right?
Okay.
Preach. So like,
in God's name. Okay.
Right. And we're saying we're doing it in God. Right. So it can perpetuate a hate for not just for God, but also his keepers against, you know, people. Like, you know, the golden rule is to love others like you love yourself. It's not possible for me to love myself without the love of God coming in me. And so, because I'm like, I felt abandoned. I don't want it. You know, of course, you know, the system again. My mom lost her kid. Like, let's get the history before, like, you know, my mom lost her mom when she was six in a war. You know, there are wars that go on in countries that, now, as children, we just are just byproducts of those environments, of those things. I thank God, when she was 6 years old, when my mom, I get to tell her story, the God of the glory. I get to tell her story. There is no foster care system in Haiti. We're the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. We might as well be, you know, like, we're broke. It's infrastructures that are not created there. God still loves us. I love his people.
Amen.
It's more than just a wealth thing. It's an education thing. And so that's where I would say the aha moment is it's different things in a lot. Again, I tried to take my own life. Yeah, God filled me with his Holy Spirit at 18 years old when he met me in that college dorm room. Yeah, I started speaking in tongues in a college dorm room when I was 20 years old when I was filled with the Holy Spirit again. But I had other people perpetuating this narrative as if I didn't or I had to tell a certain story a certain way. No, these are called false narratives. There's only one reality, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he conquered it all. Those little false things that people talk. As a man, this is the culture I'm bringing now. This is the new New York. Like, we were talking about New York. This is the new New York. You know, as a new New Yorker, as coming back to my neighborhood after 10 years, where brothers got stitches in their face because they got $150 when they was younger. I'm like, I gotta come to you in a language that you understand. See, language
so,
can be a
paradigm shift. But, you know, there is, and I can appreciate the testimony being so real and so transparent. And, you know, it is, it's heartfelt because it's almost like the narrative repeats itself. You know, I mean, Haiti is right there. And Haiti can't rebuild without assistance, you know, from outside sources. And just like, I was thinking of another tragedy, but that's, we're still talking Haiti when we talk about the earthquakes and just the trauma. The infrastructure is built on, is rickety. You know, anytime a people are expected to prosper and the whole infrastructure in which they must prosper is rickety, it's designed so that you stay in that loop, just like sharecroppers over here in the United States. Once the people were no longer enslaved, that they were sharecropped so that they could stay in a loop of continuing to give of themselves. And then when that wasn't quite working, it worked. I can't say it wasn't quite working. It worked, and it worked very well. But as we became more sophisticated in our thinking and in our devising ways to liberate and free ourselves, they continue to devise ways to now incarcerate us. So now we're at a rate of building more prisons than colleges.
Right. Right.
So there's a paradigm shift that happens when you heard God's voice. You were saying you had started to come into that that realization that it was when you heard God's voice, and when he what did he do to create that paradigm shift?
Yeah, at 18 years old, this is where you gotta, you know, the sobering truth. Yeah, heard again. Not everyone's gonna have the same experience. The media came to me at 18 years old. I was in the dorm room trying to figure out what, you know, life was about. I had lost, you know, I was in depression. So I used drugs and alcohol. And he came to me in that moment where he sobered me up. I was high and drunk. He sobered me up. I mean, you know, he can sober you up in the snap of a finger when you really, when you're ready to receive him. And that's what where that shift was. I was like, I got to tell people about God. And yeah, I was rejected. Yeah, I was rejected by both communities of color. Both communities of color, white evangelists. I was rejected. I'm like, there's no one. But the same people, like, here you, people hurt you, but here people will hurt. And then I had a community of brothers and sisters in the Lord, all from across the world. I'm not going to say, from across the world, I traveled the world. There are people who met me in places that I never thought I would be met in. And that's why I'm like, yo, God, I'm not limited to you.
Lord.
You, yeah. I'm not limited to
you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're
going to and he expanded your horizons in that way of showing you so much more to life than, you know, your narrow view, if you will, of where you were in your depression in that college dorm by taking you places that you would have never thought. And doesn't that kind of bring the world to a deeper focus and a more unified scope? Because when you, there's nothing like jumping on an airplane and being somewhere else and seeing a whole different culture going down, and you just realize, wow, we're so different and yet we're so alike.
Yeah, it's the same. I'm going to just say amen. I love that. Amen. I think there's unity. So that, my core word is there is unity in diversity. There is unity in diversity. Diversity is not supposed to divide. It's supposed to unite us. Why? Because when I get mac and cheese, I don't really want mac and cheese. No, I'm gonna need some yam. You know, I'm gonna need some greens. I'm gonna need a whole. I'm gonna need that gumbo. I need the whole soul.
Why are you going to give me the next thing? You're too much. Well, you know what? It's a trip because, you know, our time and our party is at its end. This is all the time we have the studio booked for. But, you know, you are amazing. And I just thank God for what he has done in your life. So honored to just celebrate you, celebrate your life, celebrate your accomplishments. Tell our listeners book number one's title and where they can locate it, book number two's title and where they can locate it, and where you can be found all over social media. And then we're going to button up the party, y'all.
Yeah, thank you. And I just want to say thank you again. Thank you, Sister Beverly. Like, to speak about it openly, as again, in all humility, I thank God for allowing me to be on this platform. They can find my book.
Thank you so much.
It's called Be Your Own Hero, Turning Obstacles into Opportunities. It can be found at heroleadershipgroup.com. You can find out all my information, all the videos I've done, the places I've spoken, things like that, where you can get in contact with me. My second book, this is an actual men's ministry called Cured by Him, byhim.com. And that's where you can reach out and find my second book, Cursed by Sin, Cured by Him. I'm on social media, Instagram. You can find me at Schwartzen, SCHWARTZEN.Priscil, last name Priscil, PRECIL. Again, same thing with YouTube, Facebook. I'm on all social media except for TikTok. That one's too new to me. But everything else, I use to glorify God. And I thank you, Sister Beverly, for having me. Thanks for allowing me to share my story as authentically as possible as I'm still learning and growing. Thank you, Sister.
Thank you so much, my brother. And I want to tell our listeners that you are also one of our sponsors here on Tribe Family Channel. We operate on philanthropy. I am the publisher of Gumbo for the Soul Publications. We focus on health and wellness. Our first book, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community, is because of a 50% dropout rate amongst high school seniors and a low college enrollment rate. So we have a radio show, season 3, starting tomorrow, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community. Now, Schwartzen Priscil will be back here on January 21st on A Book is Born. We're going to really dig down into his journey. I have, like, loads of questions on a Word document. I ask everyone that comes on A Book is Born these questions, and I get different answers from everyone because it is all about their unique journey through writing, through the process, and getting to the nuts and bolts of that journey. It's not about the story in the book as much as it is about the journey getting the story out of the writer themselves. So that is A Book is Born on January 21st, 2022 at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here at blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. We are Tribe Family Channel, and we are a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. And then Schwartzen will be back here on January 31st on Voices of Wisdom, and that is when we will be able to dig into his leadership program, his style of teaching, and we will be hearing all about his travels, where in the world these workshops and leadership training seminars have taken him, and hopefully we'll be heard, you know, just all over so that we can help perpetuate your message. So thank you once again. And I do want to invite all of you to participate in the Gumbo for the Soul series anthologies. We have 4 calls for submissions. So visit GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. That is our home on the web. You can also find us at Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel. I want to thank you once again, Schwartzen. It has been an amazing party, and I want you to continue to inspire and what? Hold on to your dreams. That is it for this evening. Be blessed and be a blessing. Good night. God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe. Hearts and